Kurt Remke, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So your brand new SoundWalk mobile app is up and actually running now. Congratulations on that. What possessed you to bring this cool capability into our world, Kurt?
Well, I wanted to make some music and map it to a park. I had that idea, and then I realized that there wasn't really a tool for me to use, so then I started building it.
So you're kind of telling me, had the app already been in place, you would be a composer to everything going on here, but not the originator of the app.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. How long has audio been a prevailing passion for you, and where did it begin?
I started playing classical guitar when I was 6 years old. From there, started learning music, and I went to college for audio recording technology over at IPFW. And yeah, I just always wanted to record music, was always recording music with my friend in the basement or wherever we could. And then it just turned into what I do.
And the techno part of things, too, has to be part of it. As you originated this app, as a matter of fact, was that something that you thought you'd be getting into also, or did it just kind of organically happen?
Yeah, absolutely not. I'd never imagined that I would even be able to build something like this. I started learning how to code in order to put my music into video games. I thought that would be the best way to get my music heard the proper way, how I was planning it for the game. And then I had this idea, and then eventually I realized, oh, I could just build this thing. Because at first I wasn't so sure. I thought I might have to get someone to build it for me.
What did it take to put this all together once you dreamed it all up then?
It took a good year of kind of growing pains and finding some sort of funding. So like the Fort Wayne Soup was great. I got funded some money there, and I found Fortitude Fund and all these different groups in Fort Wayne that could help me find some legitimacy to my idea and connect me to some funding. And it was huge for me because it's hard to be a sustainable musician or any kind of creative arts. So
well, you're lucky that you could put it all into one workable package. Of course, something that really benefited our whole community is pretty awesome as well. Now, I am curious, was it hard to build that interest and gain the momentum for the concept once you started asking the various organizations?
It's one of the rare occurrences where it wasn't for me. Somehow this idea is just really enticing. People are like, wait, what? Like, you can walk through the public space and hear this audio interacting with my location. And as I move through it, it adapts to where I am. It's just, you know, it sounds kind of magical and exciting.
It does sound like a wizard, yes. And for once, that was to the entrepreneur's credit, it sounds like, too. You got people captivated. Or did you really put a spell on them?
I can't tell you that.
Okay. No, I shouldn't have asked. I'm sorry. So, Kurt, turning physical locations into sonic environments, spatial audio, you also call it, real briefly and very simply put, how does this work?
It's sort of like the same technology as Google Maps or something, where instead of using it to get you to a place, you use it to learn and deepen your experience of that place. So it's the same technology that's tracking you when you're moving from place to place, but instead I'm using it to drive artful audio pieces.
You make it sound very simple and and wonderful. Now, on the creative side of things, how did you decide exactly what to put in these places, audio-wise and artistically?
Yeah, without a prompt, it's really hard. Like, everything is open. But I had met George Ironstrack of the Miamia tribe. He works over at the Miamia Center in Ohio. He and I had tried to do a radio documentary based on some of these blog posts that he wrote about being a contemporary person of the tribe and then also digging into the more truthful side of their history. And the blog post just blew me away. We had talked about potentially doing like a 5-part radio documentary or like a podcast or something. And it kind of died away. And then a couple of years later, when I found myself working on SoundWalk, it just seemed like the obvious fit. And also, there were some grants from the Indiana government to do some pieces. So it was like, oh, wow, this is like all lining up. But in general, it's just like, do I want to make a musical experience? It's really up to who can make it happen.
It is really, bottom line, your creative capability then.
Right. Like SoundWalk can be at 1 minute an informational piece, and then you might go to another park that has a musical composition prepared for it. you know, fully adaptive, abstract music, and then you might go to another one where it is a mix of the two. So yeah, exactly. As rich as audio can be.
This is.
Yes.
And speaking of minutes, do you have a set amount of minutes for any given location, or does that also form follow function?
Yeah, I edited down the experience of the Little Turtle Memorial to be a good like 10 to 15 minute digestible thing with a sort of story arc. And then I kept a bunch of the stories, and then there's a free roam section at the end. So if you don't want to continue on through all this stuff, you don't have to, and you get a good sense of what we wanted to say with the piece. But then if you were captivated and you want to hear more, there's like another hour's worth of audio to explore if you keep walking around.
Oh, great. Then you really have given a gift. And now what if one wants to hear it again? Was that possible?
In terms of re-experiencing it, I actually just added that button. For a minute there, you couldn't. And then I realized, oh, what if someone wants to restart? So yeah, okay. After you've experienced it, you can hit reset and go check it out again.
Nice user-friendly function. So ultimately, Kurt, what does a virtual explorer need to have besides a headset and a smartphone and walking shoes?
Basically, that's it. That's kind of the beauty of it. And it's great because it's all hands off. You put your headphones on, put your phone in your pocket, you know, just walk around and pay attention to your surroundings. And there's a button that you can press in the app that will take you to whatever navigation app you have, so that if you don't know where it is, if you click that button, you can get
directions. Okay, you think of everything.
Yeah, that one took a while. I actually, like, at first I had static maps in the app so that you could reference them, and then I was like, people don't use those.
Not that are using this, don't use those. I certainly understand that. This is such a treat for the city. And now that first milestone is passed, and it's a big one, Kurt, what sites or situations are you working on next?
I've been talking to the Parks Department about potentially doing more experiences for various parks around town. And then I've actually been working on a piece with a local artist named Kara Doak. We created a piece that's actually not tied to any specific location. It just adapts to wherever you are. And that one, actually, you can experience anywhere. So I could share that to someone in L.A. or something. And
oh, my goodness. Yeah. Then it is a whole world of sound experience.
So yeah, yeah.
That's wonderful. So, Kurt, this project is being supported by ArtLink, their 212 program, Greater Fort Wayne's Bridge Program, and the Fortitude Fund. These are fantastic connections, to be sure. Besides the strength in numbers, and there is some strength there, what does that kind of solidarity mean for you and this whole project?
As a musician and an artist, you know, I'd never developed these various connections to the business world. And it could be so daunting to have a good idea or, you know, like this interesting thing going, but you don't really know how to connect to the people that could be potentially clients even. And so it's nice to have that visibility. And also it basically allowed me to approach people. And at first it was just ArtLink that had attached, and even just having ArtLink on my side in those early phases gave me credibility to approach someone and say, hey, I'm working on this thing. I'm not just some kid who just got out of college and wants to do something kind of crazy. And yeah, and then Fortitude Fund in Greater Fort Wayne with the Bridge Program, it's just like continuously adding this credibility and allows me to approach people.
And all the momentum that you need is right there in those connections. Yes, that's fantastic for everyone involved. Now, what's up on your own non-virtual drawing board, if you have time for such things these days, Kurt?
I shouldn't have time for those things, but I still keep doing it. And that's like a constant, it's like a constant insecurity of mine. Like, when do I need to stop doing all this other stuff? But I'm playing in a couple bands still with Hope Arthur, and she lives in Chicago, so we're often going there more than we are here. But we're still playing some shows, and I still compose music for various, you know, animations around town and video games and that. So yeah, still making music outside of all of it.
Good for you. And again, I have to say, what an adventure you have gifted our city, Kurt. So now my last question, short and long-term wise, what do you hope that Soundwalk will afford the whole community and especially our sense of place here?
I hope that people can experience these Soundwalk pieces and just feel that much more connected to the places around them. especially with the Little Turtle memorial piece, Voices of the Miyamiake, it delivers a perspective that I think is not super well known, and we really want anyone and everyone to go listen to it just because it really does give a very unique perspective on what it is to be in and from Fort Wayne. It could help Fort Wayne grow with its understanding of really what it is.
Kurt Remke is the creator of the Soundwalk mobile app. Thanks for sharing this wonderful story with us today, Kurt. Job well done.
Thanks for having me.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.